This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Have you ever seen a dead man walking? That's the question that is going to be kind of asked in our next story. Dead man walking can mean a lot of things. It can mean, you know, someone on death row and they're taking that walk down to the place where they're going to have their life ended. And that's dead man walking right there. There's, of course, also the concept of dead man walking, where it's more in the paranormal sense. An entity. But it looks like a full-bodied human being. But it's walking. And they're dead. And you can identify that this was likely a person once. Sometimes you can identify even who. So I guess the question is, have you seen either or? And if it's the latter, what'd you think? There's a lot of accounts of people experiencing this. A lot of times it's a very ghostly apparition, almost fog-like, and sometimes features are not so easy to make out. Sometimes, well, I guess only this time in our next story have I ever heard of the dead man walking being described in this way. Very mysterious, very haunting, very unique story. Take a listen. This is the first time I've ever submitted one of my experiences online. I'm not a writer, so please bear with me if there are any grammatical errors or if it seems like I'm rambling. I was trying to describe almost everything as it happened leading up to the point of the story. Or am I confident as a speaker, so I haven't called the story into your show? I'm putting the story out there in hopes that someone in my area has had the same experience and can shed some light on the matter, as it has plagued my thoughts for over a decade now. I live in Queensland, a small but steady growing town in the outskirts of Queensland capital in Australia. The suburb of Waco. Waco is home to the notorious Wallstein Park Mental Asylum. It has had a few different names before, but I now believe it's called the Park Center for Mental Health or something like that. Look it up if you like. Now, this incident took place many years ago. I was with two of my cousins, who are brother and sister, and our friends, who were three other girls from our church as well. We are all Samoan, and we come from families who attend the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, otherwise known as Mormons. So any talk about the paranormal is laughed off and quickly hushed up in our households. I'm no longer a participating member of the church, but at that time I was 18 and still living at home, so I didn't mind going along to church sermons or events with my family every now and then. The night way back, it happened about 6 p.m., my cousins came over to my house to pick me up to go to a Mormon church dance for young adults. They held these dances quite regularly. It was a regional thing, and young adults from all around the region would attend. Anyway, the dance was in a northern suburb about 45 minutes from my area. After my cousins picked me up, we made our way to the homes of our other three friends to pick them up too. We get to the dance, mingle, catch up with our friends from other regions. At about 11:30 p.m., the six of us decide we'd had enough, made our way to the car. The car that my cousins picked us up in was an old van that belonged to the parents. One of the parents rarely ever used it anymore. It was an old Mitsubishi. At the very front where the driver sits, it was a three-seater. So two of the three girls sat at the front with my guy cousin who was driving. Second row of seats was occupied by myself and my girl cousin. The very last row of seats sat our other friend by herself. We left the dance, but instead of going straight home, we decided to go for a drive into Brisbane Central, since it was close to the chapel we were just at. We parked the van and went for a walk around the city. It was a warm Saturday night, and walking past some of the nightclubs, We'd see security guards that we knew standing outside the club doors. And sometimes we'd hang out and have a chat with them. None of us wanted to go into the clubs wearing our Sunday best, so we decided to grab some ice cream and head home. If you lived in Ipswich, and especially back then, you couldn't go to Brisbane and back without having to go past where you turn off to go into the grounds of the Wolston Park Hospital. Well, not if you wanted to go the quick way, anyway. Armed with McDonald's chocolate sundaes, we made our way to the car and headed back towards Ipswich. When we got near Waco, my guy cousin asks, "You guys want to check out Wolston?" It was almost 2 a.m., two girls in front with him were scared, but still said yes. His sister, who was sitting with me, rolled her eyes and dismissed what he was saying and carried on talking to me about her boyfriend. Our friend at the back didn't say anything. I don't really think she cared what we did. Me, well, my attitude towards it was just, meh. Because I'd been to Wolston Park many times before in previous years with friends hoping to see something spooky. Just like almost every other teen in the area did back then. Never saw a single scary thing. Maybe except for the nude runaway mental patient being escorted back into the grounds by security while the patient shouted every curse word under the sun at no one in particular and no particular order. The security staff would glare at us and tell us to leave or we'd get done for loitering, trespassing and such. Security was pretty tight there. They were there walking or driving around, looking for thrill-seeking teens and driving them out of the grounds immediately. But this particular night, This particular night was different. There was no one in sight. No little white security hatchbacks driving around with its high beams on, patrolling the grounds like there usually is. Back then, the grounds were still pretty old. They had added the new buildings and all the new street lights at this stage. It was still very dark. Where the new buildings now stand, there used to just be overgrown bushes and shrubs. We enter the grounds. It's dark, like pitch black. My cousin killed the lights to show us just how pitch black it was before his sister yelled at him to turn the lights back on and stop acting stupid. We drive further into the grounds. My cousin and I yapping away about some crap while our friend at the back decided to lie down and have a snooze. Suddenly, my cousin driving yells, "Shit, did you see that?" We look over at the trio in the front. The two girls are huddling up to each other, shaking, and just saying, "Oh my gosh, who the hell was that? What's wrong with him? I want to go home." I quickly turned my head back to look out the back window of the van. I could just make out under the moonlight a person who seemed to be walking with a limp following us. My cousin driving said they saw someone standing against the bushes on the side of the road, just staring at the van going past. My sister laughs it off and says, "Oh, whatever. You're so full of it." To which he replied, "You want me to turn back?" Two girls in front of him are shouting, "No, no, no, no." While his sister and I are at the back shouting, "Yeah! Yes!" Because we were so busy chatting away, we didn't see this mysterious, spooky stranger. We thought it was probably just some homeless dude seeking shelter, or perhaps another adventurous patient, just wanted to confirm what we thought. My cousins turned the van and drove back the direction we came. There was no one in sight. My sister says, "See? I knew you guys were full of shit." I tell her, "I did see someone out the back window." She looked at me scared. At the same time, it was like, "Oh, great, not you, too." We keep driving that way to see if we spot him again. After driving a few minutes and not seeing anybody, which I thought was weird because I had seen him myself coming in our direction, we should have seen him as soon as we turned the car around, but nope, no one. We're driving through the darkness, the only light we have, the dim lights on the van. Suddenly, the lights fall upon a lone figure in the dark. His back turned to us. I knew it was him. "How the hell did he get here so fast?" I thought to myself, and especially with that slight limp. He's just walking slowly on the grass on the side of the road. He doesn't even turn around to acknowledge the fact that there's a car behind him. I know I'd have looked behind me if it were me at the time of night in case people jumped out and attacked me. So I know whether I need to break into a run or something. But not him. It's like he weren't even there. From looking at the back of him, I kind of sensed that something was not quite right here. His clothes were tattered, dirty, looked dated, like early 90s style, when some guys are trying to dress like Nirvana and various other grunge bands. Something just seemed so low or very, very off about this whole situation. Like, yeah, I get that we can see people anywhere wearing old, tatty clothes, but something about this just had a weird and scary feeling, and I can't put it into words. Remember that he wore these light-colored jeans and a flannel shirt, or what remained of those clothes anyway. He carried a corduroy backpack, which also looked like it had seen better days a long time ago. He was Caucasian. As we got closer, I saw that his matted blonde shoulder-length hair was clumpy, stringy, just messy, like it hadn't been brushed in a long time. Some of it tied back in a low ponytail. At the front, he had more of his ratty-looking hair coming down, framing the front of his face. Looked like he was in his early to mid-20s. We pull up beside him. My girl cousin told her brother to slow down and stop beside him. I think she was trying to prove that it was nothing scary. She scooted up to the window beside her and slid it open. You know how old van windows have to be slid across to open instead of being wound up? Sticks her head out and asks him, excuse me, are you Alta? She didn't finish asking her question because by then he had turned around and was fully facing us. My God, I have never seen a living person look like that. She didn't finish asking her question because she slammed the window shut and just screamed her head off. And so did the two girls at the front, just the loudest and most terrified scream I had ever heard in my life. I was freaked out too. I couldn't scream as my cousin pushing back away from the window with so much force that she was crushing me against my side of the van. Couldn't even let out a little yelp. When she moved to hit her brother in the front to make him snap out of what we were witnessing, according to her friends that sat at the front with him, he was just staring at the guy with his mouth open and just frozen while they were yelling at him to get us out of there. I was able to move and turned around to our friend, lying in the back seat, telling her, "Oh my God, get up! You have to see this." She just lay there, crying with her eyes shut tight and telling me over and over, "No, no, shut up, shut up, shut up. I'm not getting up. I'm not getting up." Well, fair enough. Remember that even though there was barely any light, his face stood out so much. Even though he was Caucasian, I have never in my life seen a person that color. I have friends who are super pale, and even they look like they spent a few hours in a tanning bed compared to this guy. He was white, but frozen white, if that makes any sense. At the same time, he had a bluey purple tinge about him, almost frozen. I think it was his bloodlines, veins showing through his white skin. So hard to put into words, although I see him clearly in my mind. His eyes, the rims of his eyes were raw red, but the whites looked glazed over. He might have had light blue eyes because you could sort of make them out underneath the milky film he had now covered his pupils. His eyes were lifeless, for lack of a better term, but that's the word that comes to mind when I think of him. He had marks on his face, deep pink scratches that would have been bleeding, but had since been washed. You know how in the movies, when they pull those steel drawers out at the morgue so the person can have a look at the corpse? Very much like that. No, exactly like that. My cousin screamed, because when he turned to face us, we realized it wasn't a typical living human face we were looking at. He didn't say a word, just opened his mouth and made a groaning sound. Then he extended a pale white hand towards the car. and then we just sped off. So much more to it, but the story has gone too long. I'm pretty sure no one is even paying attention. Side note, I beg to differ. Now that I'm older, I feel terrible for the way we reacted and driving off like that, screaming like lunatics. But we were a bunch of kids. We were terrified. I wish we had been so much calmer about it and tried to communicate with him. And being back in the early 2000s, cell phones with cameras were still rare. Most teenagers didn't even have a cell phone alone, so we couldn't get a photo. I tried to search for any info related to this, and sadly, I found nothing. Tried searching for things like missing persons or unsolved murders around the area, but even if I did find his photo, I probably wouldn't even recognize him, as he would look nothing as the way he did that night. Was he a hitchhiker who met with foul play? Was he trying to take a shortcut through Woolston and came across a deranged patient? And if he was murdered there, is his body still buried there somewhere, never to be found? The place has an awful history. After we left Woolston Park, we were still shaken. We went to the petrol station to fill up, and it wasn't until we got into a well-lit petrol station that our friend at the back finally sat up. I still remember her asking for a cherry ripe chocolate bar with a quiet and scared voice. She sure was shaken up for someone who didn't see anything. She came over to my house with my girl cousin a couple of months ago, and we talked about it briefly. The other three that were in the car, I hardly see them anymore except on Facebook. We all agreed that what we witnessed was not of this world. We know what we saw. I still remember my guy cousin had to walk each of us girls into our homes as we were too scared to get out of the car by ourselves. Woolston Asylum has always been rumored to be haunted. My boyfriend and I drove through Woolston in 2011. That was my first time back there since the early 2000s. It's so different now, not at all as scary and menacing as it used to look. They've really cleaned it up, new buildings, very well lit too. I always think about that young man. I always wonder who he is, how he got there. Some parents said that we saw a demon because we were hanging out so late at night instead of being good church kids and going home straight after the dance. I wonder if we saw someone who relives the moment of his death at every anniversary. I wonder if anyone has seen him besides us. So I wanted to share my story. I know it's been long, but I still think about it all the time. I hope those of you who had enough patience to listen to this can make some sort of sense of it. And I'm curious, have you ever seen a dead man walking too?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.